Yes, we are left out in a whole lot of issues. The first one will be the FRAP issue, Fisher's Rights Allocation Process, which is the quotas. That thing needs to be reviewed because where they put us, we started off with interim, which led into 17 years. So we were living interimly for 17 years, interim rights.
Right.
Where we started off with a 254 kg, where at the end, we started off with four crayfish daily.
Right.
Estimated 254 kg per season. And then we were given each individual 167 kg per individual. And where we are now, I'm somehow going to add it all in between because I have four issues here that I want to attack. But I'm going to do it, as I say, in
right.
between each other. Okay.
Right. Yes.
So with the FRAP process that happened, they supposedly had to put some fish aside for small-scale fishes. Where we all applied, the interim guys, most of the interim guys applied for small-scale fishing rights, which we were then allocated in 2016, and then we had to reapply in 2019 again. So then what happened was, with the FRAP process, they were supposed to put fish aside for small-scale fishes, which was supposed to happen, but it didn't. And now we are where we are, where we got, I would say, scraps like we normally do. And even though we applied individually, we were put all together into one big communal cooperative. We were forced to go into the cooperative. Me, myself, queried with one of the ladies that is now in control of small-scale fisheries within the department, namely Bernasha Mullins. I asked her personally, if I do not want to be part of the small-scale fishing cooperative, what do I do? Because I applied individually for an individual right. And she said, then I can leave. She literally showed me the door to say then I can go. Because if I don't agree with the cooperative, then I won't have any small-scale fishing right. Because we were all, like, shoved together in a tin, you know, like sardines in a block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now, in Hangberg Hout Bay, we are 254 in one cooperative. There's a lot of us that already deceased, so I don't know what's going to happen there. But yes, that's the one part. My query would be, the FRAP to be reviewed, the cooperative story to be scrapped because we applied individually for a right. And if we could get our individual rights, yeah, that would be a miracle, seriously.
Sorry, have you approached the minister? Because the minister, I think her name is Barbara Creasy.
The minister was, no, that was then. That was then. Now we have someone called Dion George. He's a DA minister, Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment.
Yes.
And he was in Hout Bay, but he's much more for penguins and businesses. I'm not sure if he sees us as humans.
For penguins?
Because he's...
Is there now a penguin allocation or something? I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
He's much more for okay, can I give it as it was? Because he was in Hangberg Hout Bay. He had a session where he went to different areas. And when he came to our area, he said that people warned him about Hout Bay, but he want to tell Hout Bay that he's got the skin of a rhinoceros. He's got a thick skin. So we must really understand when he do stuff his way, it's just his way. It's like my way or the highway. That's it. Nothing more.
It's a strange thing for a politician to say. I have a thick skin because it's his job to be sensitive to the needs and the rights of all South Africans. He is essentially a servant of the country. He's not paid to be a rhinoceros. If it was, that was the case, he could become the Minister of Environmental Affairs.
Yes, yes, yes. So that is what he said. And he also reminded us that we mustn't come back to him for stuff that was wronged in the past, even though it's his position to do that, to rectify, and that's the reason he's there. But yeah, that is what he told us. But yes, long story short, I still have 2 points that I want to put out.
Very quickly, yes.
That the MLRA, the Marine Living Resources Act, needs to be reviewed. And with that being said, is that the big business, they are protected within that document. And we as Aboriginal in our areas, the Aboriginal rights, we are not being recognized. It's only on paper. They are not even recognizing the UNDRIP, the United Nations Declaration's Rights of Indigenous People.
Indeed.
It was signed off, but that's it. It's on paper and nothing more. So we as fishers need them to seriously look into their own documentation, the Marine Living Resources Act. It needs to be reviewed, where we as small-scale or Aboriginal people can get our rights, and not on paper only, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, if one looks at it historically, the Khuchun or the Khoi, as they call it, have been indulging in subsistence fishing in that area for 8,000 years. That's a bit of history. Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah. So my final question in all of this, have you got a good lawyer? Because it seems as if you're going to have to go to the courts. You're going to have to go the legal route if government isn't going to listen.
I suppose we have to. I just want to bring you back to today, if I may.
Please.
What's happening today is we got on the phone a national shutdown for Cape Town regarding Ubers and InDrive and, you know, that kind of thing, Bolt something, taxi-wise. But now what's killing me is how I'm not even sure if it's a taxi association that's protesting against these people, but how they can get the right to do that, where last week on Monday we were having a silent protest. And there was other areas like Langville, St. Helena Bay, and Langebaan. They also had the same protest. It's the first time in history where more than 40 areas had the protest on the same day with the same view regarding this FRAP review, this co-op scrap and all of that.